This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
FM, the Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. There's Mark Shimura chewing hey man, up listen, there.
There wasn't another better blocking tight end in
not
the
a better.
I mean, the guy was truly amazing. He was at Gina's party last night. He's still looking like a model. The guy's a good looking guy. We had so much fun. We'll talk about it later.
Now, 13-3 with 12 minutes left here as we're watching the 1997 NFC Championship game. Leroy, your jersey's a little bit white when I saw you on the field last time for it being as
jerseys,
nasty as it is. Change jerseys at halftime?
Pro bowler. Change jerseys, coach. National TV game. Got mud on me. Come on, man.
So would you change the pants, too, or just the jersey?
You can do everything. You can shoes. Well, I had to change shoes because my feet bad.
Sure.
I mean, each game I wear 6 pair of shoes, at least.
What? One
club feet, yeah.
Each what now?
Each game, I used to change shoes maybe 6 times. They were all bent all up. The inner sole ate all up in the inside. Some bad feet. Huh?
There we go.
Disgusting.
6 times.
Yeah. I used That's to have a, really impressive.
I used to have a big box. Red Batty, our equipment guy, a big old box about 5 feet tall full of shoes for the season. And I just put them in like the little freezer bags and donated them to charity.
That's nice of you.
Sign
nice
them and donate them. I don't know where all those shoes are. I bet they're all over eBay.
Yeah, probably all covered over eBay. Yeah, no doubt.
I should have kept some of them.
I'll try to find you one if I can. 414-799-1250. All right, Gary?
Yes.
We've been trying to ask this question all week long and didn't necessarily want to start it up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Now, you really believe the Packers are going to win this weekend?
Yeah, I feel it in my heart, man.
What heart?
In your heart?
Yeah.
And your mind or just your heart?
Both of them.
Both of them.
Okay, so that really feels like you believe the Packers are going to win.
Yeah, that's what I'm confident in.
Because I don't know if Packer fans are that confident. I feel like there's more leaning towards Steve where he's trying to find a way to believe that the Packers can win.
No.
414-799-1250. Do you really believe the Packers are winning this thing on Sunday? I'm with you. I think they are. And I don't know if it's just the synergy, but it just feels like they have something going.
You giving me 7.5 with a Hall of Fame quarterback? It's a wrap.
They're playing with house money, for one, from the get-go, right?
Yeah, 100%.
And it just feels like this is what's supposed to happen. Now, if it doesn't, but it just, for me, it just feels like, but I'm also excited about the future. Because at first
the future's definitely bright.
Mm-hmm. At first, I was not excited about this future at all, this Packers team.
I thought,
oh, man, here we go. We're getting ready to go on that slide. Just think, I mean, they have glaring holes. Just think what they can do after a draft class and after maybe a couple free agents. Because if you think that Gutekunst hit on all these other jokers, you think if he just bring in one more veteran.
Yeah, I don't expect him to now just sit out of free agency. I don't expect him to take a Ted Thompson.
They're right there.
He need a Brandon Cooks. You need a Brandon Cooks type. A small guy.
Well, he needs some
who can in the
you're talking about slot, and they do.
In the slot,
but they
like got a little wiggle.
They need speed.
Right.
They need speed, man. They need speed.
They need a receiver just like Tyler
Double
Irvin.
E. No doubt about it.
They need somebody just like that that's a home run. I mean, one of these Hartman types or Robinson or one of those guys. How you miss on those guys, though, man?
Undrafted. McCole Hardman. Also, undrafted was Harris, the punt returner.
You should
from
be putting any guy that run a 4-3. Put him on your practice squad. Just hide him.
Sparky, now I know you don't believe the Packers are going to win this game this weekend, but do you feel at all that they can win the game?
Yeah, I've been saying it all week. said he's either going to be at Niners blowout or it'll be close at the end and Rodgers will have a chance to win it at the end. And all week in my brain, I've been saying somewhere around 24-21 pack, 27-24 pack. It's kind of where it's been all week. But it's no different than what everybody else is doing. I'm just hoping that you know, they figure out a way to win.
Well, I think they have the better offensive line, and I think that's what dominates the game.
I think they're going to struggle against the Niners defensive line. And especially if Aaron Jones can't get running, they're going to have problems. And I think that's going to be a problem. And then on the other side of the ball, if the Niners do run the ball, that's, I think, it's going to slow down Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith. And that's been my concern all week. And if it goes the way you say, I'll be very, very happy. I'd be glad to come here on Monday talking about a Super Bowl. That would be absolutely fabulous. I'll be glad to be wrong if that's what occurs. But when that game was done, week 12, I was like, they're just not going to beat this team. They're just not. Physically, they just can't handle this team. Up and down, you look at the roster, they just don't match up well with this football team. And they're healthy. It's not even like the Niners are banged up where you're going to catch a break and a couple of guys are out like the Packers have been catching breaks all year. You don't even get that going your way at this point. Now, thankfully, you also are healthy. The Packers are healthy. So that also is good. But this Packers team cannot afford to suffer an injury or two in this game to a starter and think they're going to be able to overcome it. Because that is going to be even bigger problems if you lose a starter or two in this game.
Yeah, all you just said, I still see the Packers winning the game. Like, there's too much lining up. And when you go back and watch that game, they were able to run the football, and then it would be a holding call that brings it back, and then you're back behind the stick. They were behind the sticks consistently that whole game that they were never able to get into any kind of rhythm. But when they handed the ball to Aaron Jones, he got going.
Yeah, Rodgers couldn't get in. He couldn't get going.
Nobody.
Listen, here's what Rodgers has a lot in front of him in this game. He could.
This is a legacy cementer.
He could exercise a lot of demons here and be like, you know, all the people who believed in Rodgers and didn't believe in McCarthy, and McCarthy was the reason why, and the reason why McCarthy's left because Rodgers wanted him to go. I mean, like, if you believe in all that, like the Joels of the world,
this is the day.
This is, I mean, he can go in and just exercise all those demons and say, see, I told you, McCarthy wouldn't, you know, I don't. And then for all the Orlovskis of the world who also with Joel who believes in all that stuff. And I think Joel said that, you know, that Rodgers got McCarthy fired on purpose. So for all those people, I mean, this game here on Sunday, he could exercise all those demons, dude.
And if that's,
I mean, the people that don't believe in him.
And it's also, in that point,
and then he gets
what
to
he's always
Super,
wanted.
Right. And then get to a Super Bowl before Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, before Mike McCarthy even had a chance to coach.
He even had a chance to coach.
Out in California, 414-799-1250, we go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you really believe the Packers can win Sunday?
Yeah, actually, I was sitting there on hold. First of all, happy Friday, boys.
Thank you.
But sitting on hold, I had two reasons that I wanted to bring up, but now I got a third, and I want to thank Ben Fennell for that one, because he might be the only one I've heard actually come on the radio and pick the Packers to win, and I've been following that guy on Twitter for a long time, and he's about the type to blow smoke, so I feel even better than I did a few minutes ago.
Okay.
But my two reasons, one of them, you were talking about heart and mind. Well, one of them, I'll start with the first one. It's what I've seen with my eyes. And in the last several weeks, the Packers and 49ers, they have both played the Minnesota Vikings and the Seattle Seahawks. And in those games, from what I've seen, I think the Packers have been every bit as dominant in those wins, and maybe even more so. I think that the Seahawks were closer to beating the Niners than they were to beating the Packers last week. And you take away the three turnovers, really the two fumbles, those were kind of fluky. The interception was really bad. But you take away those, I wonder what kind of game that would have turned into at that point. And I wish that the Detroit game and the Minnesota game had been flipped, because I think everybody would be looking at this team and the narrative around them a lot differently had we gone into the playoffs with that win over Minnesota, looking the way we looked in that game. So that's the first one with my eyes. My second is with my heart. And I'm going to bring something up that you guys haven't spoken about
in a while. Well, that's why we got you on, because we haven't brought it up. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, rightfully so. But I'm gonna ask you guys a question first. What are the two teams that that are responsible in the Aaron Rodgers era, especially in the playoffs, for the most heartbreak for Packers fans? What are those two teams to you guys?
The Seahawks and 49ers.
That's exactly right. And I think the Aaron Rodgers revenge tour is back on.
It's back on.
It's not the way we saw it. It's not the way we envisioned it at the beginning of the season, but it's here in the playoffs. We took down Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, and we're doing it again this Sunday, boys, and I cannot wait. I got Monday off because I'm going to be celebrating Sunday.
Good for
that's
you.
A smart man, okay, Jeremy. Steve, appreciate it, Jeremy.
Steve, is the tour back on?
No, I don't see it.
You tell me.
Leroy, so he brought something up here. I want to see it. What do you say to this? And I've heard other people do this too. Well, when the Packers played the Seahawks, they were so good. And the Niners struggled against the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. So the Packers are better than the Niners then. Mm-hmm. Do you buy into that logic about common opponents and how one did versus one team versus how the other did?
I think everything is different, but you know me. I use whatever that helps my argument. You know what I mean?
At least you're honest.
Like, if I look at it that way, I'm going to use it all day long. Because if I beat that team by 30 and they lose to that, I think I'm better, whether they beat me or not. You can use those kind of analytic numbers to make it sound good. And that's what coaches do. Coaches behind closed doors, they tell you all kind of things. You know, they struggle with, you know, Seattle. You know, they really did, but we blew them out. Does that make us better? Technically, no. But the facts are the facts. Because, I mean, we had Michael Irvin on earlier. You know, it was always they would struggle with the Giants. You know, they just really would. They would struggle with the Giants because Giants play a lot of cover two.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll go and, like, blow out Washington. And then next thing you know, when they get close to the playoffs, the Giants will beat both of them. And you would say, wait a minute, now we beat these teams. I just think the first time it's hard to beat a team twice. It's even harder to beat a team three times. But if it's a familiar opponent and you kind of know what they like to do, you do look at their last three games and you scout the last three games.
And then the film can tell you if you're better.
Yes. It will. It will tell you. And because I can't find any tape on D Ford, but maybe one game, and then I got to go all the way back before he got hurt to see how they use him.
And while it's an unfamiliar opponent where the schedule is, it's incredibly familiar because of the scheme and the coaching staffs. Coaching staffs know each other's scheme as well as anybody. I mean, Matt LaFleur stood up in the defensive coordinator's wedding, for God's sakes. I mean, they know what's coming. It just depends on who's going to execute better. Tony's on the north side. He's up at 414-799-1250. Tony, what's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Tony?
I feel like the Packers can win.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how, cuz.
Cuz, man, you remember back when my guys back, what's that, 96, when you guys were Denver, and Denver came back and had the revenge game over the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is Aaron Rodgers' revenge tour. We got the Seahawks who knocked us out to the Super Bowl. Now it's time to get the 49ers. And the same team that didn't pick Rodgers in the draft. So,
Yeah, he's sitting there. Thanks
appreciate
for the phone
it,
call. When you look at his, and he's going to do maybe, three more press conferences, it seemed like. And some stuff, we just may not catch it. It just seemed like his demeanor is different to know, because I knew that about Brett. Like, the way Brett was joking a lot, having fun, I said, man, we're getting the playoffs. He ain't going to do that no more. He's the same guy, still joking, having fun. But you could see in his press conferences, he was dialed in. He was dialed in. And he wasn't getting all, like, offended if you asked him a question.
Sure.
You know, how come you threw a pick 7 weeks ago? He would answer, hey, man, listen, I don't know. I just know about
it. I'm going to throw another one, too.
I'm not scared. Because I got great teammates to go out there and get it back. It's my fault if I don't get it back. We hold everybody accountable. And I think the weight on his shoulders, now he understands that. Because you would think back 10 years ago, he was the best in the league. But he had a defense that was amazing. But this defense, they'll keep you around. But ultimately, and that's what Gary's been saying, you ain't got to be Superman, cuz. You don't even need a cape.
But you just got to go out there and win the game.
You just got to go out there and win it.
And Gina Della from Pella, now you guys got to go and hang out with Gina yesterday. Oh, if anybody is juiced up for the game, you know Gina cannot wait for this 5:40 kickoff on Sunday.
That place is truly amazing company. Me and Gary met some of the greatest salesmen I've ever met. It was three or four young men that were getting awards. One young man's been there a long time, like 19 years, millions of dollars in sales. And our guy Pete, spent a lot of time with Pete. Pete has done a great job. And I met some of the people in Green Bay and in Milwaukee, and they are just tremendous people. I got a chance to see one of my favorites, the big Tauscher. You're the baby. He's the grown-up Tauscher. That guy's amazing. And he's a good storyteller. And I think he was telling his story about, you know, his growth, because he was like the guest speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled me up to say a few things. Because I mean, he was just a young guy, and I wanted to take him under my wing. He was one of the few young guys that listened. Sometimes hard to get these guys to listen. But Pella Window and Doors, man, this is just a great company. And what they've been doing, I like when companies like treat their employees good. I like that.
That's a good like business that. Model.
I love that. I love the fact of being a part of the Pella Window and Doors family. And Gary, I don't even know if you remember anything, because you had some bourbon going on. Do you remember anything?
Holy cow.
But I can tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Shots
just
fired.
It's just a great organization.
His table was next to mine, so I was watching to make sure.
Well, guess who was sitting next to Gina Della?
Oh, yes! I hated that. That's not nice. No.
And she arranged the
seating. That's not nice,
so
Gary.
She likes me.
Gary, yeah, I knew wanted to
Gary,
sit next to you.
You're right.
It also makes sense that Big Tauscher was doing the talk while I was invited. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, would just leave. Guess who was sitting next to Gina Della?
I was so hot.
Big boy.
I was getting all the smoke.
Yeah, your big boy. Big boy was sitting next to Gina Della.
I'm rolling my eyes like, do she not know that I sit over here?
And you know what?
She not
next to Gary.
Both Gina and I had that brown, so it was all good.
What's brown?
Here's what I want to talk about, though, Leroy. You're right, Leroy, about just the organization and the team that they have. And when you know that you're with a good company, is how they treat their employers that everybody is a part of the team. And Gina Della had an award banquet last night in Green Bay at Rockwood Terrace, and we most certainly had a great time.
Food,
we watched them give out all their awards to their team members, and it was absolutely incredible. And guys, here's what it's all about. You also are part of the team from Pella Windows and Doors, because they treat everybody the same. They treat everybody like
you're a
member of their team, like you're a member of their family. And you know, we talk about Windows and Doors a lot. The Green Bay Packers, they do a lot of work with Gina Della, and so should you guys. If the Packers trust them, you guys should trust them too. Leroy and I most certainly trust them. All our teammates, the former Packers, also trust them. You guys should get on the board. And here's why you should do it, guys. Because they just don't install, they do it all. They measure, they manufacture, they install, service, and backing them with a limited lifetime warranty, and even offer better than bank financing. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin simplifies your life. One source for everything. We talk about styles, guys. They've got 9 styles of Pella windows to fit your particular taste, available in vinyl, fiberglass, to luxurious wood. Guys, you don't have to use window screens in the winter, because they've got a roll screen. They got a roll screen option that practically disappears from the view right now. Guys, winner of the 2019 Most Innovative Window Award. Go check my good friends out today. That's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They have a new experience center in Brookfield off of Blue Mile Road. And guys, when you go in there, you can touch and see and feel the life-size windows that you want in your house.
We played Family Feud as one of the games.
We got cheated out of that.
And I'm good at that game. I had some fun.
I'm a legend at that game. Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it.
I carried the team, just so you know, Billy.
Threw it all on your back?
Yeah, I did.
Don't do it on your knee, though, because that thing might give out. We don't want to do that. Ryan Wood joins us here in about 10 minutes. 414-799-1250. Packer fans, you really buy in the Packers winning this game on Sunday? 414-799-1250.
Winnie's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. AT&T and DirecTV, a beautiful marriage that you can get through Sight and Sound Solutions, TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. Get the choice package, Fox Sports Wisconsin, NBA League Pass at no additional cost for the remainder of the year, and $200 in Visa cards. But wait for it, they can do even more for you now. Sight and Sound Solutions can offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones, basically the entire lineup of AT&T services. And as an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, well, they can help you with that too. Would you rather call 262 number and talk to the local guy that's been doing this stuff for over 15 years? That's what I did, Al. And he is numero uno when it comes to customer service. Sight and Sound Solutions, a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today at 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500.
All right, Packer fans, do you really believe your team's winning this game in San Francisco? Let's go to Oak Creek. Say hello to John. John, you're on the Winnie's Big Show.
Hey, guys. Hey, I can tell you what, exciting weekend for the Packers. I mean, this is a great opportunity for them to get back to the Super Bowl, which would be great. I think the key is for the Packers is everybody's got to play their best, you know. In order to beat the best, you got to play your best. And I think the Packers have a great opportunity to go out there and do what they can do. I think the key is they're going to have to establish a running game with Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. Get those guys going. And then along with it, you know, since San Francisco has this defensive line that they need to block, I would like to see them utilize the blocking skills of like a Mercedes Lewis, use some double tight end sets, and then along with this Danny Vitale to help block, you know. And Rodgers obviously will have to get rid of the ball quicker. But it's going to be a total team defense, total team effort. And, you know, the Smith brothers are going to have to continue to do what they do all season. I think that's going to be great. And I think it's going to be a great game to watch. Hopefully Green Bay gets a win and we go back to Miami for the Super Bowl.
Appreciate it, John. That sounded like a whole bunch of keys and not a whole lot of confidence. What about Ricardo in Canada, up in the great Northwest? Ricardo, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, man, how's everyone doing? Leroy, I just want to let you know, man, all of Canada is rooting for you. It's about time you made it to the finalists, man. God bless you, all right?
Thank you, my brother. Now, I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Listen, this game has been the classic. The head is saying that we should lose this game. The team, the 49ers are a platinum organization. They got a platinum coach. So everything on paper says, you know what? They're just a better team. But the heart is pulling that this could be the Aaron Rodgers legacy game. And I don't mean 400 yards and five touchdowns. I mean, convert third down, do what needs to be done to win the game, go against all odds, and then finally just get it to the Super Bowl, win against all odds, and then in that post-interview with Aaron Andrews, just put on some Ray-Bans, tell her, I'm going to Miami, I'm still the king of Cali, see you in 2 weeks. Walk away. You know what I mean?
I like
just
that.
Walk away.
Appreciate
it. I like that. Appreciate Ricardo. Phone call.
Or he could drop just a feels great, baby. We heard enough of that drop from Jimmy G when we talked to our boys from San Fran. Mm-hmm.
He's right. Remember, because she tried to get him after the game to say something.
She he wanted something.
Said, yes. So he said he's going to do his regular scotch thing. And I'm with Steve. I don't know how he does have a scotch line.
Should have had it a long time ago.
He should have had that a long time
ago. I don't get it.
He probably refused. He probably had one. He probably said no.
Oh, why are you going to turn? He ain't going to turn down no money because they give him $100,000 every time he says it. That's why I like those Hulu commercials. They say, we're doing this for money. Yeah, athletes say they're doing it for money. I love
those commercials. You know,
I'm going to have one of those.
Well, I'm going to take a page out of Leroy. Sometimes not all money is good money.
Try me.
Very true.
Try me.
Yeah. I took a page out of Leroy playbook. Not all money is good money.
Is the Fisher money good money?
Well, now that's good money. You know why it's good money? You know why that's good money, Leroy?
Why is it? It's old money.
125 years there of good money. When you get out like that,
the interest getting interest.
Hey. Baby mama's having babies.
Right.
Good money. Guys,
wait a minute, that didn't sound right.
That sure did. Experience the Midwest Condé Nast Traveler's Reader's Top Choice and experience the wonder of the Pfister at thepfisterhotel.com, guys. But wait, I got one more. Right next door to the Pfister, the award-winning Mason Street Grill, a fantastic local joint with wood-fired dishes, delicious steaks, and handcrafted cocktails and live music. Literally, some of the best steaks you will ever have. Whether you want to enjoy the vibrant bar, bustling dining room, or elegant private spaces, experience the best of the area. Fresh cuisine, expert service, and unmatched atmosphere. Reserve your table today at masonstreetgrill.com. fabulous places right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. The Fista Hotel, Restaurant, Bar, and next to our folks, Mason Street Grill.
Let's grab two more here before Ryan Wood. Rams on the north side. Ram, do you really believe Green Bay is winning this thing in San Fran?
Man, thanks for taking my call. I hear y'all in the background, Gary and Leroy and Sparky. But they gonna win, man. I mean, I gotta go with Gary, man. I mean, how can you not go with a guy who got playoff experience?
Right, that's what I said, Ram. I've been telling people that.
Me, this new school analytics stuff, man, I'm just not with it. Some of it is good, but if you just go on eye tests and talent. I think when I saw Aaron on TV the other day, Gary and Leroy Sparky and Baby T, he had that Michael Jordan look.
Okay.
You know, that look.
Okay.
That player said. And I think the Packers playing with an edge right now. Because everybody in the media world is like, tell them they don't have a chance, but they both got the same record.
It's very 2017 Eagles underdog feel to it.
Well, I totally agree, but how can you not go with Aaron Rodgers? I just think he just got that extra, like when you give Michael Jordan the ball and you down by 10, there's 2 minutes left. I don't see Green Bay not winning. Now, if they don't win, I think he'll leave it all on the table. I say this. We got the Smith brothers, we got two Kennys, and we got four players whose names start with an A. That's going to make the difference. That's what I see.
I like
appreciate
that.
It, Ram. Let's grab one more. Damani's on the north side. He's up before Ryan Wood on the fan. What's going on, Damani? You think Green Bay can pull it off?
Oh, yeah. Green Bay going to pull it off, man. This is my first time calling, man. I love y'all. I listen to the show every day.
Thanks for listening.
We really appreciate it.
Man, I appreciate you, Leroy. I've seen you at Pick and Save plenty of times. I feel like a kid, man. I feel like, man, because, man, I listen to y'all so much. We're going to pull it off. Y'all been Packer fans since day one, and Aaron Rodgers got to go in there, like Ram said, with that Kobe, Michael Jordan mode.
Thank you.
We just got to get it done, man. I played football from Wisconsin Lutheran and Milwaukee Custer, man.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Big time, but I went there the other day, watched my nephew play against Riverside versus Custer, and I put two city championships on the wall. So I did what I had to do.
All right.
There we go.
What did he play? Did he go?
Demai, what position you play?
What position you play, Demai?
I play left guard for Custer. You know what
nice.
I'm talking
about? Very nice.
And I was 265. I ran my 40 by like 4.7. I was a big boy.
Okay.
Doing what I got to do.
Who's the head coach over at Custer then?
Back then it was Barry Zemenski.
Okay.
I had Coach Hanson was our defensive coach. I played nose guard too when I came from Wisconsin Lutheran.
Well, you knew he was playing both ways.
Oh, yeah, he had to play both ways.
You didn't have a 250 guy that can move.
I brought that Wisconsin Lutheran mentality to public school, and them boys didn't know what to do with me. I was a 900 club. He looked at my shirt. He said, 900 club. I said, yeah, 250. I squatted like 4, and I only could clean by like 190. But as soon as I got the cuss, I showed them boys how to hit that weight room, though.
That's where you got to
have. You're the man.
Thanks
appreciate
for calling, man.
How would you like to see Damani and I on the left side? That sounded like it would have been fun.
Well, we should
have been doing all the pulling.
Well,
we should
have asked Damani how much you weigh now.
Why is that important?
Well, you just said right
school.
Now or no?
That's just high school weight.
A little over the playing weight.
You're a little bit over the playing weight right now?
A little over the playing weight, about 15, 20 pounds.
What's your tipping scales at?
About 335 now.
At playing.
Playing, 315.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Solid.
Oh, that ain't that far.
That is solid.
Yeah.
That is solid. And you know what I like about what you said, Billy, that one time, though? Because, you know, folks, you got to play football to know to get it. You played right tackle. But my quarterback is left-handed.
Yeah.
Just leave that there.
That was a good one.
Just leave it there.
That was a good one.
Let it marinate.
The only people that you know that know football know what that means.
He told that to Ben Fennel, Michael Irvin.
Who did that to?
No, I said it to David Bakhtiari.
Bakhtiari, right.
No doubt about it.
Know what that means.
It's equivalent.
Somebody that knows a whole lot of football. He's covered two of these NFC title games. It's your boy. He also knows a lot about the Brown. It is Ryan Wood.
Oh,
he comes up next.
Does.
Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. We're just 2 days away from the huge game between Green Bay and San Francisco, so it's time to finalize your game day watch party with only the best in quality meats from Robert's Specialty Meats. San Fran might have crabs or seafood, but in Wisconsin, we love our Robert's ribs on a stick. Boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce with equally popular marinated chicken skewers and barbecue garlic parmesan and Door County cherry varieties. You also find awesome gourmet burgers, Kinnickinnick whiskey skewers at Robert's, plus over 30 types of original brats and sausages, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just full of zesty flavor. Just pick some of those up. Call Robert's today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, there is only one place. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline joining us now. Our live look at Lambeau as the Packers get ready to take on the 49ers for a trip to Miami. Ryan Wood, you've done two of these trips before. Why is this one going to be different?
I don't know if this is going to be different.
Oh, we'll come on, Woody.
Have that on the field, you know. It's going to be different because neither of the last two ones were against the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, and this one's different too, Woody, because just looking at it on the surface, the Packers don't have to worry about Jordy Nelson playing with a broken rib, right? That was what he dealt with in Atlanta. I don't see...
They're healthy.
While the team is different and all of the signs point to San Francisco being clearly better, I just don't have the feeling of doom as I did when they went to Seattle or when they went to Atlanta in 16.
You know what's funny? I was convinced that they were going to go to Atlanta and win that game. I was convinced. I was completely convinced in 16. The reason being, you got to understand, I just witnessed maybe the single greatest stretch of football in Aaron Rodgers' career. That last half of 16, the run the table, there really are not enough superlatives for how well he played. It was disgusting how well he played, and it really apexed with that trip to Dallas. I mean, some of the throws he made in that divisional game, I haven't seen those. So I'm thinking, okay, the run, it's all coming together. From 4-6 to here, it's all coming together. And then, you know, midway through the first quarter, you realize, no, it definitely is not. That's the thing. You never know. When you boil everything down to 60 minutes, that's what makes this great, right? It's not an NBA. It's not a seven-game series in the NBA or Major League Baseball. It's not, well, you can have the war of attrition over the course of a string of games, a week and a half, 2 weeks, 60 minutes. Who knows what's going to happen?
Okay, so we talk about Kittle, we talk about the running backs, we talk about Sanders, Deebo Samuel, Jimmy Garoppolo. In your mind, what's the key to this Packers defense for them to win?
Well, it starts with where the key has been all season, the Smiths. That pass rush. They got to get after Jimmy Garoppolo.
Amen.
If they do that, I really believe that the Packers need to force a couple of interceptions, which, hey, Jimmy Garoppolo could do that. They need to get a couple of interceptions to win this game. Turnovers are going to be vital. They've got to turn them over. It's what they've done all season. They've been able to pass rush and convert that into turnovers all year. They have to bring that on the road in San Francisco. They obviously, the communication is going to be big. If you're to pinpoint, you know, the 49ers, that 37 points that they dropped on the Packers defense was the most they've given up all year. You want to pinpoint what's the difference between that defense and this defense? It's communication. At the players-only meeting that they had the Monday after returning from San Francisco, sure seems like it worked. Now, this is the ultimate test of that because they're going back to the same proving ground that they were at and they failed the first time against this Kyle Shanahan scheme that is it camouflages everything, it disguises the looks. You know, this is another proving ground, but it sure seems like that players only meeting lit a torch. They understood the urgency of getting this communication issue fixed and now, and how that could be the hindrance to keeping this defense to being as good as it could be. And they've been a different defense on through December and into now. So, You know, I think that's the big difference. I don't see the 49ers going, you know, and dropping 37 points again. I think this defense is much better than what they faced the first time.
Well, when you look at this offense, though, you talk about when they first played, they just got off to a bad start. And maybe everything snowballed after that. But I guess what I'm saying is, can they at least, in your mind, keep this thing closer than what it was? Like that point, them losing by the amount of points they lost, you don't see that happening again.
No, I do not. I don't. I think it'll be a fourth quarter game. I think it'll be a very close game. When I remember asking Aaron Rodgers the Wednesday, he does his Wednesday press conference every week, the Wednesday after San Francisco. I remember asking him, did it feel, the gap feel as large as the scoreboard indicated? And he admitted that it did, but not because of talent. He said it was because of execution. What I did this week was I went back and I watched the entire first half, just the first half, and I counted up all the execution plays, and I came up with 10 execution plays that were just simple. We're talking simple plays, easy plays, a bad penalty here, the pass protection issue and the fumble on that initial third down on that first drive that gave the 49ers possession at the Green Bay 2-yard line. The fact that Jimmy Graham had a 43-yard reception with the Packers down 10-0, that was a reception, was called incomplete on the field. Matt LaFleur never challenged the play, and it kind of gets lost in the footnote of history there. So there were a lot of execution issues. It wasn't because this team is not talented enough to go toe-to-toe with the 49ers. This team's in the NFC Championship game. If you want to know what kind of talent it has, just start there. Starting in there. It has the talent to beat anybody. It's the execution. And I do think, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, they're in this game. I think they're going to show up and execute.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and our Green and Gold Insider here on The Fan. It's your chance at a $1,000 signing bonus here on The Fan. All you need is this hour's cash keyword. It is neighbor, NEIGHBOR, neighbor. Text neighbor to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Stay tuned through the week next week for your next chance to win $1,000 on The Fan. Ryan, defensively, as you just said, it's about the Smith brothers and it's about the execution that they can have up front. What about stopping the run? How big is Kenny Clark, but also the auxiliaries of a Lancaster and Lowry going to be, and maybe even Rashawn Gary on that outside being able to try to slow down the outside run and zone concept they want to use out there with Shanahan in that offense?
Well, they're big, but do you know who's big? Blake Martinez is huge this week. Being able to be a rangy guy that can play sideline to sideline against this run, it's outside zone scheme, it really presses the perimeter. You need a tackle machine, and that's what Blake Martinez is. So it's a big moment for him because in the way that this Packers defensive scheme is designed, Mike Pettine wants his big guys up front to do the dirty work, to take care of blockers. And if that happens, the ideal scenario is that Blake Martinez's jersey is clean, there's no blockers on him, and he's free to roam around and make tackles. That's the ideal blueprint for them against the run. So the guys up front are going to be big. They always are against the run. But it's a huge week for Blake Martinez.
And how about George Kittle? What are they going to do there?
Probably, yeah. That's
right. Easier said than done. Yeah, yeah.
What can you do against George Kittle? I think that you're going to see revolving looks in the secondary, not just one coverage. You're going to see them try to disguise things as much as possible and switch it up as much as possible. Because if you stay in the same vanilla look, then they'll kill you. They'll make the adjustments, and he's going to get open. So it's going to be a lot of that, a lot of nuance in the secondary. At the end of the day, he's going to make his plays. I mean, he's kind of like, what do you do against Russell Wilson last week? At the end of the day, Russell Wilson's going to ball out because he's Russell Wilson. At the end of the day, George Kittle's going to ball out because he's the best tight end in the NFL. So you just got to limit the big plays as much as possible. You're not going to shut him down. And you hope that you make more plays than they do.
No, exactly right. I think when you look at George, I mean, he has. We were talking earlier about, you know, who carried the most weight in this game offensively. Is it the run game, or is it George Kittle's? Meaning that who would you stop first?
You know, Mike Pettine, when the day that Mike Pettine was announced as defensive coordinator, he said maybe the most revealing thing that you've ever heard from any coordinator, let alone coach, mm-hmm. and that was, you can fly to Miami a lot faster than you can drive.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means, in this league, you want to stop the pass. You got to stop the pass. You got to stop the run, too. But at the end of the day, you can get killed in this league against the pass a lot quicker than the run. So if you have to choose one, you would like to make them one-dimensional. Now, if they get the outside zone run scheme going, that only makes it more dangerous in the pass, because now you have the action fake game that mm-hmm. you can get big plays off of. So, I mean, this offense is not, especially schematically, it's not an offense where it's designed to be very easy to make them one-dimensional. It's designed to have both clicking. And as they look at it, I think the big thing is limiting the big plays and making big plays of your own, more than making them one-dimensional. You can't give up the explosives, and you got to get some turnovers.
You know, and I was also saying, too, about George Kittle. It seems like he's also the emotional leader with his team. It seems like every time he does a big play or run over like 2-3 jokers, the whole sideline just goes absolutely crazy.
Totally. I mean, he is who he is, you know. He's George Kittle. He's second to none in this league at his position. He killed the Packers, and he wasn't even healthy.
Right.
And he killed the Packers in the first game. I don't see him not having a big game.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, again, you hope that you make more plays than they do.
All right, Ryan, who makes more plays?
I can't unsee what I just saw. I got the 49ers 20-17, and it just comes down to this for me. I don't think it's a blowout, because I think that this team executes. I think that it's very, very close when it comes to the talent on both sides of the field. To me, the 49ers, two things. One, they got the 4 first-round picks up front, and how the Packers can get Aaron Jones going against that defense. Will they have the patience? Will it be like Week 16 in Minnesota when they didn't get much from Aaron Jones early in that game? They stayed with it, and then Aaron Jones in the fourth quarter pops off the 56-yard touchdown, the biggest touchdown of the Packers season. Can they stay patient in the run game, to me, is a big question. I just don't know that they will stay patient enough against that 49ers defensive front. And I think a big part of this game is that the 49ers, with their scheme, Kyle Shanahan's scheme, very similar to Matt LaFleur's, they've got a couple years head start. It's not the first year in that scheme. And that matters when you're going head-to-head in a moment like this. So
yeah.
You add that. I think that the 49ers are slightly the better team.
Yeah,
being at home is big. So the better team at home, I'll take them. But here's the thing. I'm someone that watched that 2014 NFC Championship game. The better team doesn't always win.
True.
It's going to be interesting.
Ryan, appreciate it, man. We'll talk either way, whatever the outcome, Monday at 4:35, and appreciate all the coverage you've had for us all year long. Hopefully there's one more after this one.
All right, take care, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, man. Safe travels up to San Francisco. That's Ryan Wood here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotlines. Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? Great Midwest Bank renovation loans may give you the space that you deserve. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. Simply local lending since 1935. If you win this game, you mm-hmm. get a ring. Some people call it the loser ring because you still play for another one. But if the Packers sadly don't, they can still get a great ring over by Dean Murray.
Yeah, they can. My good friend Dean Murray, 76 and Layton Plaza.
That would be the loser.
And Brookfield off Bluemont Road and Tri-City National Bank Building in a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, you want to get the most money for your old golden jewelry, then you've got to go see my good friend Dean Murray. And if you're looking to get the best possible deal on a piece of jewelry, well, you got to go see my good friend Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center, guys. We don't want you to pay a whole lot of money for a piece of jewelry that you could, you know, that you could get a good price at the jewelry. So now I know a lot of you guys have your own jewelry guy, and that seems to happen a lot, but I'm going to share my jewelry guy with you. Just give him a chance. Give him an opportunity to earn your business. It's the Jewelry Center with Dean Murray.
So we've been watching all afternoon long the 1997 NFC Championship game, and it's finally done, as we're seeing Mike Holmgren talk on the podium after the game, 23-10. Leroy, can I ask you one question about this game?
Mm-hmm.
Was that rain cold or was it just sloppy? Because it looks like everybody is freezing out there.
I mean, the adrenaline is just, I mean,
Well, I mean, you changed jerseys, so you were fine and dry.
Yeah, but the adrenaline of doing something that nobody expected you to do is just truly amazing. And plus, we got gear for that, but it was a little chilly.
Where does this one rank on the top games of your career?
Well, it's just definitely up there because nobody thought we could do it. And I think we were 10.5 underdog, and they, on paper, thought they were better, but we knew different. And everybody bought into the game plan. The game plan was amazing. And it's something we always talked about, not having great stats, but as a team, we had fantastic stats. We didn't have to do the underdog thing.
Sure.
Because it's hard to say you're still an underdog when you're the Hall of Fame quarterback and defensive end.
And the reigning champions. Yeah, that's a little weird.
We just sold ourselves on board. They're going to be so surprised because this is a perfect game plan.
It sure feels like the Packers are riding the underdog role. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane is next. You believe in the Packers, relish the underdog role, and win this Sunday. 414-799-1250. One more hour to talk Packers football with two former Packers as they get ready to take on the Niners for a chance at Miami next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.